Hey, it's Molly Cash here, and I've got something a little different for you today. It's kind of like two truths and a lie, but instead it's one truth and two things to do about it. So here's the truth. Other people's emotions are not your responsibility. Let's say it again. Other people's emotions are not your responsibility. Emotions primarily come from thoughts. Events and people and things that happen around you can influence your emotions, but only through the filter of your thoughts. The way that you attach meaning to whatever's going on determines how you will feel about it. And that's true for other people as well. So whatever's going on for your friend will only influence how they feel through the way they think about what's going on. And being a good person, you probably want your friend to feel good. And so you may offer support or love or acts of kindness or whatever. And that's all great. But you can't expect your friend to feel a certain way in response to what you do. Because even whatever you do and say will go through the filter of their thoughts as well. So we still want to treat people kindly, but as long as there's that variable in there of their brain and whatever they're thinking, it is literally impossible for us to manage their emotions. So we got to let them have their emotions. All right, there's the truth. Two things to do about it. One is actually something to stop doing. Stop trying to save people from their negative emotions. We do this a lot with people we love especially. And it's very understandable. We don't want them to feel bad, and so it's tempting to try to stop it when we see it happening. It's also really uncomfortable for us to be around somebody feeling bad. And so our instinct is to try to shut it down or distract them or do whatever we can to make it stop. But that is a disservice to this person. That's not giving them the chance they need to feel their feelings, which is really the only way through your feelings. Distractions can provide temporary relief. And sometimes that's okay when things get really intense and they need a break. This may be like an ice cream run, something like that to get their mind off of something hard temporarily. But for average everyday times that somebody feels bad, you've got to let them feel it. You can still offer love and support. You can offer your empathy. Say, I'm so sorry you're feeling this way. I feel that way sometimes too. And I'm here for you. But don't try to talk them out of their pain. And don't try to pretend it's not happening. The second thing to do about it, oh man, I guess this is another thing to stop doing also. Stop trying to make people like you. You are amazing. You are an incredible, beautiful human being with tons of potential. You are completely valuable right now, exactly as you are. And you're not for everyone. Some people will like you. Some won't. And that's okay. I know that can be hard to accept, but it's true. You don't need everyone to like you. And there will be people who don't. And here's what I see happening a lot of the time. We try to get someone to like us. And how do we do that? We change how we act. We change what we do. Maybe even what we wear or the things we say, the jokes we laugh at. We alter ourselves in some way to fit what we think this person likes so that they'll like us. Let's say I do that. I behave in a way that I think somebody will like, and then they do. But is it actually me that they like? It's not. It's my behaviors. And if those are not my real behaviors that fit with who I am, all I've done is deceive this person. I've put on an act. I've temporarily become someone else. And that person, now not only do they not like me, they don't even know me. They just know my behavior that I put on for them. And the really sad part about this is that there are people out there who will like exactly who you are without any of these behaviors that you put on. And as long as you're putting on the behaviors, they can't know you either. You have to let your real, authentic self be present so you can be known. That's the only way that actually you can be liked by anyone. So to recap, other people's emotions are not your responsibility. Even the way other people feel about you is not your responsibility. So stop trying to save people from their emotions and stop trying to manipulate people's emotions by making them like you. That's what I got for you today. I hope this was helpful. Have a great week. Bye.